Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing a pretty strategic deep dive into the B2B e-commerce platform landscape for 2025. Our mission is to really evaluate the major architectural models to help you figure out which path is the right one.
And there's a real sense of urgency here. The data is pretty clear. Nearly 80% of all B2C sales are expected to be digital by the end of 2025.
And that's not just, you know, moving orders online. It's a fundamental shift.
It is. Because the modern B2B buyer, they now demand that B2C level speed and personalization. But, and this is the key, the back end still has to handle all that complex enterprise logic.
Things like multi-tier approvals or very specific contract pricing.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's break down the three philosophies we're comparing. First, you've got what's called unified commerce.
Right, from SaaS players like Shopify Plus and BigCommerce. Their whole game is speed and combining B2B and B2C into one system.
Then there's the specialist model. Aura Commerce is the big example there.
Yeah, they're purely focused on complex B2B procurement. B2C isn't really on their radar.
And finally, the flexible monolith, which is really Adobe Commerce. It wants to be the master of all your complex data.
Well, the first place you have to start that comparison is financial, the total cost of ownership, TCO.
Right.
Historically, a PaaS solution like Adobe gave you, well, almost infinite customization, but it came with this massive technical debt. Many people call it the upgrade tax.
I've seen some studies on this. They show SaaS platforms can have a 29 to 33% lower five-year TCO. That sounds huge. Is that always the case?
It's largely systemic. I mean, I was talking to an e-commerce exec just last week who called the Adobe update process digital torture.
Digital torture, wow.
Yeah, he said they had to freeze all innovation for a full quarter just for a minor security patch. SaaS is it eliminates all that. No version upgrades, no infrastructure maintenance. That's where the savings come from.
So you're trading that money for deep architectural flexibility. Let's look at Adobe, the monolith. It can handle millions of SKUs. Because of its EAV database model.
Which, for the listener, just means it's incredibly configurable. The system itself becomes the master data source.
But that flexibility is what costs you in performance, right?
Absolutely. Performance can really degrade during high-velocity updates. It relies so heavily on caching to feel fast.
And you contrast that with Shopify Plus.
A total contrast. They are known for stability and speed. On average, a Shopify store loads 2 times faster than a typical Adobe store because speed is their priority, not deep internal configuration.
The trade-off there is rigidity. You need a third-party app for complex B2B logic, and then you risk creating data silos.
Which is where BigCommerce and their OpenSaaS approach comes in. They're also unified commerce, but OpenSaaS gives you that no upgrade tax benefit plus more native flexibility than Shopify.
Especially around checkout and payment gateways.
Exactly.
Okay, speaking of complexity, let's pivot to Aura Commerce, the pure specialist.
Their crown jewel is something called the Workflow Engine. It lets you automate these really complex, often offline, business processes without writing custom code.
What's an example of that?
Okay, think about routing a high-value order to a compliance officer for sign-off while at the same time triggering a credit check in the finance system.
Right.
Competitors need custom development for that. Oro does it natively.
That makes a ton of sense for a certain kind of enterprise seller.
Right.
But what about high volume sellers? This brings us back to another critical financial point, transaction fee.
And this is where BigCommerce's 0% transaction fee policy becomes a game changer, especially for high volume, low margin B2B businesses.
Because Shopify might charge, what, 0.15% to 0.20% if you use an outside payment gateway?
They might, yeah. And when you're moving millions in volume, that fee can completely wipe out any TCO advantage they had.
So let's tie this all together. It feels like we have pretty clear paths based on a company's scale and its needs.
I think so.
Shopify seems to be for the small business that needs to launch fast. BigCommerce is that Goldilocks solution for the mid-market. You get open source features without that upgrade tax.
And then Aura Commerce or Adobe for the massive enterprise where complexity is just part of the business model.
So the decision isn't really about a feature checklist anymore. They're all getting pretty close on features.
Exactly. Which leads to the final, I think, provocative thought for you, the listener. The best path forward has to be driven by your data architecture strategy.
So the question to ask is this. Does your business need the commerce platform to be the master of all that complex data?
If so, you're favoring the deep configuration of Adobe or the workflow engine of Oro.
Or should your platform just be a super fast transactional layer, a flexible front end that's integrated with a master ERP system?
In which case you're looking at BigCommerce or Shopify, that choice, that architectural decision, is what really defines your optimal path forward.